And now to American women taking up arms in combat. For months now, women in the Marine Corps and Army have been training for ground combat jobs because about 2 years ago, the Defense Department ended its ban on women in combat, opening up the infantry, armor, and artillery branches. And on January 1st, 2016, they'll be able to begin serving unless their leaders are able to convince the Defense Secretary that some of those jobs should remain closed. Tom Bowman is NPR's Pentagon correspondent. He's been speaking with female members of the military as they go through this combat training. He's here with an update from Washington. Hi there, Tom.
Hey, Robin.
So 2 years since the Defense Department ended its combat exemption for women. How's it going? How far along in the process are they?
Well, both the Marines and the Army are moving along. They have a number of women volunteers who are training up for these ground combat jobs. Now, the Marines have set up an experimental unit with about 250 men, 100 women. They've been training at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, since October, and they'll head out next week to the Mojave Desert to do more training. And the Army, by the way, is allowing women to take part in their Ranger course, one of its most grueling training courses. Right now, the women are doing an assessment course before the full two-month Ranger course, which will start in April.
And you spent some time with Marines training in Lejeune, North Carolina. You spoke with one Marine from Chicago, Brittany Hayes. She told you she's from a military family, dad, uncles, cousins, all in, and you asked her what they thought of women joining combat. Let's listen to a little.
What was the chatter, either Thanksgiving or a big family gathering?
Well, they think I'm crazy because I'm the first female in my family to join, but they're proud of me and they back me up 100%. They don't think women belong, but they say it is a new day and age, so they're willing to accept it.
You know, so her family's reluctantly accepting her. What else did you hear? Is that what you heard generally from women in training?
Yeah, I heard that from women in training when they were talking about their own families and also fellow Marines. I think, you know, people still debate this issue. Is it a good idea or not? But most of the male Marines said, listen, if the women can get through this training, if they can pass the physical challenges, they should be allowed to serve. That was a general sense.
Well, so reluctance on the part of some fellow troops. But what else are you hearing? You know, you are the Pentagon correspondent. What are you hearing maybe from the top?
Well, the generals, you know, are keeping a close eye on how this is going so far. They're getting briefings, they're visiting the training sites. Of course, they'll decide later this year whether women should be allowed or whether they'll seek a waiver to keep some of these jobs closed. And let's face it, you know, they're political appointees are approved by the Senate, a lot of these generals. So they might not give you their unvarnished view of what they think about this. They've been directed to do this by the Pentagon, and they're going to carry out the training. And then they'll decide, again, later in the year, based on all the evidence, what the course should be.
Well, the biggest question is about the physical capability. You spoke with Fabiola Perez from Sacramento, California, and she told you a little bit about her physical training.
I'm pretty physically fit. I do a lot of pull-ups.
How many can you do?
I could do 10 right now. So I was able to do zero at the beginning of the year, so it's improvement. Just got to push myself.
Tom, I don't know if you want to weigh in on this, but you were there. What was your sense of how the women were doing? And what's next in training for women?
Well, a lot of the women I saw there were really physically fit, including Sergeant Perez. There was another woman I remember who was one of the course requirements is you have to lift up a 30-pound ammunition can over your head. And she did it for 2 minutes, 97, I think, or 100 times. Mm. Which would be quite good for a male to do. So some of them are very physically fit. One woman I spoke with worked on her family's dairy farm, is used to physical labor. And so some of them clearly are doing a good job, but the next step will be key here, I think, that the Marines will head out to the Mojave Desert. They'll do live fire training there. They'll have to carry these heavy packs, sometimes up to 100 pounds. Then they'll head up for mountain training in Northern California, which I'm told is the toughest part of this course. So we'll see what happens. But so far, there are about 100 women taking part in this experiment. They're all volunteers. And I'm told at this point, only a handful have dropped out.
Well, and so what do you think the leaders of each of these branches will decide in about 10 months? Will they keep some jobs closed? I mean, what's your bet?
You know, it's hard to say. I just talked to a lot of people privately, and some of them say that some of these jobs might be closed, some would remain open, but it's really hard to say exactly what's going to happen. And then others say, listen, if only 3 or 4 women make it through this training, do you open up, let's say, infantry to all women only because 3 or 4 get through? So that's another question you have. But I think it's going to be difficult for them to keep all these jobs closed to women.
Well, I know you will keep following it, and we'll check back with you. Tom Bowman, NPR's Pentagon correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Robin.